2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter number 3, and this morning we're just going to read verse number 3 in this place, in this book, and then we'll slip over to a few others before we're through. But one thought from this verse of scripture that we want to think about today, and I trust it will be a blessing to your heart, it sure has been to mine during this week. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3. But the Lord is faithful. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. The Lord is faithful. Do you know that this morning? The Lord is faithful. That's about the best news you'll ever hear. There's nothing, you know, admit it, there's nothing more disappointing in this life than committing yourself, committing some aspect of your life to someone with an expectation that they will be faithful, and then finding out that they're not. Around this world today, there are men who are experiencing the heartache, incredible heartache, of finding out that the woman they thought would keep her promise to be faithful and patient did not keep that promise. Women around this world, they're finding out this morning that the man to whom they entrusted their life and their well-being, believing they would be faithful, they found out that he was not faithful. So I don't suppose there's any greater pain than that a man or a woman will ever know in this life than that. There are men today who are sitting in despair or financial ruin because the business partner or the associate that they believed would be faithful proved to be unfaithful. There are young people today who they'll attend church for the last time in their life because they're going to find out this weekend that the man they looked up to, who stood in the pulpit and talked to them about Jesus, was unfaithful. And that's a bad excuse for losing your soul. It's a bad excuse for turning your back on Jesus. But sadly, many people will be handed that excuse today. It's a very painful thing to trust someone and find out that they were not trustworthy. To put confidence in someone and then find out they were not worthy of our confidence. To lean with all of your soul and all of your strength and all of your hope upon someone and find out they would not hold you up and would not support you. You know, there's an anticipation that we have. I mean, listen, intellectually, we know. Because the Bible says all men are liars, doesn't it? Intellectually, we know the Bible says that there's only one who's truly faithful. In our minds, we know that. Only God can really be depended upon, but yet we enter a relationship, whatever it might be, with a certain expectation that the other party is going to do what they're supposed to do. I mean, you wouldn't be marrying that man if you didn't believe that he was going to provide for you. You wouldn't be marrying that woman if you didn't believe that she was going to be the submissive, loving wife that she promised she would be. There's a certain expectation. And you don't stand there and say, at the wedding altar and say, well, you know, I'm going to pronounce these vows, but, you know, I know he's a real man. He's a man, and I know all men are good for nothing. I know all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so I know it's just a matter of time. But anyway, I mean, look, you don't think that way when you're looking into that man's eyes. Okay, and you want to marry him. And when that man takes that girl and he pulls back that veil and he begins to give her that kiss, he's not thinking, I wonder how long this is going to last. I mean, come on. No matter how many people we know who have been hurt, we don't expect it to happen to us. Another thing, you meet, you draw plans, you have this idea, you have that idea, and boy, this is a great venture we're going to set out on. We've got the money, we've got the workers all lined up. Here's the 2-year plan, here's the 5-year plan, and rah, rah, rah. You don't expect that guy to rip you off. You don't expect that fellow to not keep his end of the bargain. No matter how many people tell you, no matter how many people you have known that have been through it. And that's why it hurts. A child expects their daddy to always be there. A child expects their mother to love them unconditionally all the days of their life. And no matter how many times we see it go the other way, we're just shocked and crushed and broken when it happens to us. And so what I'm saying to you this morning is God is faithful. God is faithful. He is the one and only living being in this entire universe who will keep every promise every time, who will always be everything that he told us he would be. God is faithful. And you'll be disappointed with your brethren. You will be disappointed with your family. You will be disappointed with your friends. You'll be disappointed with your ministers. You'll be disappointed with your associates. You will never be disappointed with God if you know who he is and you know what he said. Now, if you're buying into some false idea that somebody gave you about God, I can't help you there. They're the ones who disappointed you, not God. If you're leaning on some false doctrine or some false teaching, that false doctrine, that's what let you down, not God. God is faithful. God is faithful. All right, faithful means, first of all, firmly adhering to duty. And I'm glad for that. There were days in my life when I was a good daddy. And there were days in my life when I admit it, I was not. Not such a good daddy. There have been days in my life when I've been a good husband. Maybe 4 or 5. Half a dozen, right? And there have been days in my life when I've not been such a good husband. There have been occasions, and boy, you should have been there, when I did a pretty good job as a pastor. And there, there's the rest of the time. All right, so come on. I mean, every one of us here, if we were honest, we would say, I have some duties to my Lord. I have some duties to my family. I have some duties to my community. I have sometimes, but not always, met those duties. But I'm telling you this morning, God firmly adheres to duty. For example, is he the comforter? Then he will comfort you every single day. Is he the truth? Then he will tell you the truth every single day. Is he the light? Then you can walk in the light every single day. Does he give joy and peace to the heart? Then you can have joy and peace every single day. Is he righteous? Then he will not tolerate sin one single day, one single time. Is he holy? Then he will not tolerate filth and iniquity one single day. God is who he is all the time. You can count on him, and that's good news, because you could name me, you could name me somebody this morning that you cannot count on. You could name me somebody this morning that you depended on and you found out that they were not dependable. But God is faithful. All right, faithful means loyal. It means loyal. I tell you what, I'm glad God is loyal. I'm glad of that. I'm His child. I mean, hear me. I became God's child on September morning in 1991. And listen, I have made messes. I have made mistakes. I have been inconsistent. I have come short of the mark. But God has been loyal to me. Isn't that amazing? I've not always been loyal to God. You've not always been loyal to God. As a congregation, we've not always been loyal to God. But if He saved you, if He redeemed you, if He washed you in His blood, God has been loyal to you. He stuck with you when other people didn't. He stood by you when nobody else would. He hasn't left you when other people left you, who had good reason to leave you. God has been loyal. I appreciate that. God is faithful. The Bible says, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse number 9. Did you ever buy something and it wasn't what it was supposed to be and it didn't do what it was supposed to do? You know, you bought the car and the girl in the ad didn't come with it. You drank the beer and all you got around you was a bunch of drunks. You didn't get a bunch of happy, good-looking people. Come on. I mean, haven't you found out that what the world offers, they cannot deliver? Haven't you found out that what this life holds forth, you reach for it and it's always beyond your reach? God is not like that. He's faithful. If He promised you something, if He said, okay, if He said, I'll give you joy, I'll give you peace, I'll give you love, I'll give you contentment, I'll give you life, I'll give you hope, He's going to do everything that He said He'll do. And then some. God is faithful. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Faithful means true to allegiance. True to allegiance. Nations make allies and then find out it was a bad association. Businessmen make partnerships and form working relationships, working agreements, and then find out that that was a bad partner. That was a bad agreement, right? We know what it is to make a bad alliance. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, when you were saved, that God hooked you up with His Son, Jesus Christ. He made that alliance. And God said, this man will fight your battles. This man will wage war against your enemies. This man will protect your borders. This man will secure your future. Trust him. Stick with him. You know something? That was a good alliance. That was a good alliance. I found out that God has been true in His allegiance. He has protected me from foes without. He's protected me from fears within. He's protected me from the enemy that would rise up against me as a flood and overwhelm me. I thank my God that He is my ally. Now, I admit, He doesn't get much out of it. What does He get? I mean, it's kind of like Kuwait signing a mutual arms treaty with the United States. Mutual. Okay, here's the deal. If we're ever attacked, will you come help us? Well, okay, what are you going to do for us? Well, if you're ever attacked, we'll come help you too. Well, all right. Well, great. Great. We feel real safe now. We got Kuwait. They're on our side. Woohoo! And, I mean, you know, so many examples like that. I mean, what does the USA gain by signing a mutual defense treaty with Monaco? Nothing. What does God get by signing an alliance with me? Nothing. But I'll sing. You know, Lord, I'm right here for you. You know, onward Christian soldiers and all that. You can count on me, God. The Lord looks down and says, great, great. Boy, we can withstand the gates of hell now. We've got you. Woohoo! And I look up there to heaven, and there's all the power and all the might of the Creator to, you know, coming to my aid, and my defense. Let me tell you something. I know God didn't get much when He got me, but I got a lot when I got Him. That's quite an alliance. Quite an alliance. It's like the flea, the little flea that hopped off the dog and landed on the elephant's leg, and he got right up there by that elephant's ear. And one day they were running through the woods, and they came to this little bridge made out of wood. And that elephant ran across that bridge, and it was just going left and right. It looked like at any second that bridge was going to crash down into the ravine. And it's rumbling, it's rattling, it's swaying, and they finally get to the other side. And that flea said to the elephant, boy, we sure shook her that time, didn't we, big boy? You know what? When I got saved, I just hopped on the back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He moves through this world, and He shakes her, and He rocks her, and He rolls her. And just everywhere the Lord goes, there is power. And every now and then, you get in a prayer meeting, and you say, hey, fellas, boy, did I have a good day today. I really shook them for God. Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. I wonder what it would have been like if you had been out there without God. I wonder how much shaking there would have been then. It's pretty good allegiance. God is faithful. God is faithful. Look in 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse number 13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The Bible says there, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. All right, so faithful means constant in the performance of duties or services. Every single day of my life since I got saved, God has overseen the snares and the traps that the devil wants to set against me. God has overseen the tug and the allure of this whole wide world. And He has watched carefully every step that I've made. He's measured carefully the strength of my heart, the depth of my biblical understanding. And God has never one time allowed the devil to set a temptation before me that I could not handle. That's pretty good. Now here's why people think that God is not faithful. They have these expectations of God that came from their own imagination or from some false teacher, and not from God Himself, not from the Word of God. And God didn't say here that you won't be tempted. God did not say you won't be tried. God didn't say you won't be allured. He just said, I won't let it be more than you can handle. And God has been faithful. these low-down bunch of deceivers running around, these faith healers and these TV preachers running around and telling you, if you come to Jesus, you'll never get sick again. If you come to Jesus, you'll never be without money again. If you come to Jesus, you'll never have a bad day again. Listen, they're a bunch of liars. God didn't say that. They're a bunch of liars. They're making that stuff up. And they're pawning it off on people who don't read the Bible. And then when God doesn't do what some liar said God would do, then they get mad and say, well, God's not faithful. Listen, God didn't say in this verse you wouldn't have burdens to bear. God didn't say in this verse you wouldn't have sorrows to deal with. God didn't say in this verse you wouldn't have heartaches and troubles and difficulties. He just said, I'll never let anything fall upon your shoulders that you're not strong enough to carry. And God's faithful in that. Now, sometimes he thinks I'm stronger than I think I am, but he knows what's best. Sometimes he thinks I can carry more of a load than I think I can carry. But he knows what's best. I'm telling you, whatever it is that has fallen on you this week, whatever it is that has come your way this past year, God oversaw that thing and knew that you could handle it, or else he never would have let it come your way. He's faithful. God is faithful. He's constant in the performance of duties or services. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter number 2. People vote a man into office and then he doesn't do what he said he was going to do. I mean, come on, man. Nobody could do everything that they say they're going to do in those things. You know, as you say, well, that guy, he just didn't keep his promises. Well, yeah, how about that? Then people get hired on for a job and they find out, you know, it didn't go the way they thought it would. So they go down to the Army recruiting office and the recruiter says, we'll make you a 5-star general in 2 years. And instead they end up scrubbing toilets in the bottom of some ship. So they say, this isn't what you promised me. You told me I would see the world. I can't even see out the porthole. I mean, come on, this world will promise you anything. And then when you get disappointed when they don't meet their promises. Well, look, don't get bitter. Don't get sour. All you got to do is find somebody who keeps all of his promises. Turn to Jesus. There's no disappointment in him. He's not going to let you down. He'll not deceive you. He'll not mislead you. 2 Timothy 2:13 says this, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. He abideth faithful. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that don't believe that Jesus is coming again? The answer to that, listen to heaven. What does God say? The answer to that is what? So what? So what if they don't believe? That's the answer. There are people in this world who believe that there are many different ways to heaven. Many different religions can get you there. The answer? What's that, Lord? Oh, so what? Well, someone says, well, I don't believe in hell. Well, guess what? They're not going to shut down hell because you don't believe in it. I mean, look, here's what the Bible says. It doesn't matter if everybody on earth says that God, you know, says that God didn't tell the truth. He's going to tell the truth. It doesn't matter if all the people of the world get together and decide we should have a man who puts marks, who marks people in their forehead and in their palm of their hand. We should have him as our God. instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Why? Because he said so. Because he's faithful. The unbelief of sinners will not alter the plans of God. Now, how about this? Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you believe every word in the Bible? Now, wait a minute before you nod your head. The next question I got for you is do you do it? So don't nod. I mean, come on, none of us believe God to the extent that we should. None of us believe God to the extent that he requires. None of us believe God to the extent that would be beneficial to us. And yet, the thing about that is, my unbelief does not make a liar out of God. I have eternal life, not because I earned it before I got it, not because I've done something to keep it since I got it. I have eternal life because God said I do. He never leaves me nor forsakes me, not because he doesn't get a little bit weary of my company sometimes, but because he said he wouldn't leave me. Do you get that? You understand? God is faithful. Faithful means observant of compacts. Observant of compacts. Did God make a covenant with the nation of Israel? Then they will get that land. You can believe it. You can count on it. Did God make a covenant with David? Then he will sit on that throne. Did God make a new covenant with his church? Then your sins and iniquities he will remember no more. God's faithful in keeping covenants. He's observant of vows. Have you kept your vows? All of them? All the time? Every day? God keeps his. God keeps his. I tell you, I didn't understand all this when I got saved, but on the day I got saved, the Lord said, I promise to love you, keep you, care for you, provide for you, till death do us part. And then I found out he doesn't die. And then I found out I'm not going to die. Now, that's a pretty good set of vows. God keeps his vows. Faithful means true to one's word. True to one's word. Did you ever search through some kind of a legal document that in the first place was worded so vaguely you weren't sure exactly what it said? And then when you try to use that document to prove that you're owed some sort of compensation, you find out that that document wasn't worth the paper it was written on. You go back to a store, for example, you say, I've got a warranty right here. And they say, well, yeah, but the company that sold you that warranty was sold to this other company, and they sold it to this other company. And then they transferred the ownership over to there. So I'm sorry, we can't honor that warranty. Look at this thing. Look at this. See this thing right here? I'm going to swap it out someday for a new body like the one Jesus Christ had when he walked out of the tomb. I'm going to get one just like that. And there's no fine print. There's no, oh, sorry, we're all out of those. There's no, well, that model's no longer in production. You understand? God is true to his word. Did he promise you eternal life? You've got it. Did he promise you a home in heaven? You got it. Did he promise you a land where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death, no tears, no crying, that former things would never come to mind? If that's what he promised you, you can just live like you're going to get it. because that's what you're going to get. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 22. Hebrews 10, 22. Bible says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And in parentheses, for he is faithful that promised. How about that? He is faithful that promised. Here's what I know. I know that most adults in this church this morning, you have some reasons, some good reasons for holding back a little bit on God. Somebody you trusted when you were a child hurt you. Somebody you trusted when you were an adult hurt you. Somebody you gave your heart and life to as a grown-up hurt you. And you hear all this, about trusting God and leaning on God and give Him all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And yeah, as good as that sounds, there's just something in your past experience that makes you hold back, makes you reluctant. But I'm talking about the virgin-born creator of the heavens and the earth. God, who took upon himself the form of man. He's not got Adam's blood flowing through his veins, though. He doesn't have Adam's sin nature to influence him. He doesn't have Adam's corrupt and polluted thoughts. There's no selfishness in him. There's no covetousness in him. There's no sin nature in him. I'm telling you, he is holy. He is harmless. He is undefiled. He is separate from sinners. He is Almighty God who took upon himself the form of a man. He's not like any of those people who hurt you. He's not like any of those people that lied to you. He's not like any of those people who betrayed you. He's not like any of those people who let you down. God is faithful. You can trust Him. He won't walk out on you. You can trust Him. He won't harm you. You can trust Him. He will not deceive you. You can trust Him. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's where you turn when people have turned on you. He's where you go when people have gone. He's the one who stands above the wreck and the ruin of this human race and says, everybody won't let you down. Come try me. He won't let you down. He won't disappoint you. You are letting what other people who are as sinful as you are, you're letting their failures hinder you from trusting God. But God's not like them. He's nothing like them. There is no comparison. Revelation chapter 19. Faithful means true to the marriage covenant. Bible says in Corinthians, we are espoused as chaste virgins to Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 that He loves us as a man loves his bride. And the Bible says in Revelation 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful. Faithful. And true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. You know what Jesus is by name? You know what they call him? faithful and true. Those are capitalized in the scriptures. There's nobody here that could bear that name. Nobody. There's not one person here who could stand up and say, "Oh, just call me faithful and true." Because somewhere along the way we have not been faithful. Somewhere along the way we have not been true. There are people sitting at home this morning. And you can go ask them why they're sitting at home. "Well, there's this man I went to church with one time." Who was what? Everything the Bible said he was? "Well, there was this woman one time." Who did what? Just what the Bible said she would do? "Well, there was this preacher once." "Yeah, well, I've known three of them." "Well, there was this deacon one time." "I've known five of them." I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm not asking you to trust the person to your right hand or to your left hand. I'm asking you to trust somebody who is faithful, somebody who is true. You can depend on Jesus Christ to do exactly what he said he would do every time. He is faithful. He is true. You will not want for what you need. If you disobey, he will chasten you. If you say, "I'm suffering because I'm right," it doesn't matter what you say. He'll keep chastening you till you get right. If you are righteous, he'll reward you. He will reward you. You say, "Well, I don't see any rewards anywhere. How can I believe that?" Well, maybe you haven't got to the place of rewards yet. He is faithful. He is true. He will do what he said. It's been 2,000 years, and Christians are still looking up. And one of these days, a group of Christians who is looking up, they're going to go up. He is faithful. He is true. Bible says the fields are ripe unto harvest right now. Right now. They might not be in your neighborhood. They might not be on your street. But somewhere in this world today, multitudes of people are being saved. Because God said so. He is faithful. He is true. You can say, "Prayer doesn't do any good." It does. He is faithful. He is true. You say, "Giving is not rewarding." It is. He is faithful. He is true. You can say, "Sin doesn't matter. It's not going to cost me." It will cost you. He is faithful. He is true. And you can say that serving God doesn't pay off. It will. He is faithful. He is true. You've got to separate in your thinking God from everybody else. Everybody else misses the mark because they're not faithful and they're not true. God is faithful. God is true. And we have such a hard time trusting God, not because of God, but because of people. And we think in our minds that, well, he's just another one of them. No, he's the creator and the sustainer of this entire universe. He has numbered the very hairs of your head. He attends the funeral service of every sparrow. He feeds every lion cub in the wilderness. And he'll do exactly what he said that he would do. You can count on him. That's very good news this morning. Very good news. God is faithful. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to sing a song, and we'll be on our way. Listen, if you're here today and yes, you're a moral person, you're a pretty good person, you're a religious person, God is faithful. He said The only way a person can come to heaven is by putting their faith and their trust in the death that Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for their justification. You cannot get to heaven by being good. You can't get to heaven being religious. You can't get to heaven being moral. You have to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's what He said, and He's faithful. So this morning, while we sing, if you're not one of those who has trusted Jesus as their Savior, please come this way and let someone who knows this Lord Jesus as their Savior help you to make certain that you know Jesus when you leave this place. Because He's faithful. He'll save you because He said He would. He wants to. If you die without Him, there is a place called hell. And I know that seminaries and liberal preachers, they're trying to shut hell down by their teaching. But God is faithful. If you die without Jesus, He's going to put you in hell, because He's true, and that's what He said He'd do. That's what He's going to do. So you need to be saved. You need to be born again. And Christians, listen, I'm sorry. Really, I am. I can't say it in a way to make you believe it, I don't suppose, but I'm sorry that some of you didn't have the privilege of having parents that taught you about trust. And I'm sorry that some of you entered into relationships as adults that left you believing that you couldn't trust anybody. Really, I'm sorry about it. It hurts me the way it hurt you. And I can't undo it, and I can't say it in such a way to convince you that I'm sincere, but I wish that hadn't happened to you. But I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is not going to let you down. He's not going to break your heart. The Bible says, a bruised reed will He not break. A smoking flax will He not quench. If there's nothing left of you but ashes, He will not stomp those ashes under His feet. You've got to trust Him. There's nobody else who can help you with that thing that's on your heart. You got to trust Him. He is trustworthy. God is faithful. God is faithful. I hope you got that message this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for reminding us and for just drilling it into our hearts and our thoughts that You are not like us, that You are faithful even when we're not. Lord, thank You for giving us this assurance that we can turn to You in whatever situation, whatever circumstances we face, whatever trials and troubles we're in. We thank You, Lord, that we can count on You. We can turn to You and know that You'll be faithful to help us through it. You'll be faithful, Lord, to show us the way to get out of that trouble, what You have for us, something that will benefit us. Help us, Lord, to remember that though people will let us down, You never will. And that way, Lord, we can always look to You in every situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.